Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores expectation. I don't even think he should be allowed to do the job if he can't work with the team. I have never worked with anyone so self-obsessed. This is how my session with Makina began. In Kenya, we all work together as a team, but this man. Makina, what are we focusing on for today's session? This man. And what is it that matters most to you about this issue, about this man? If he doesn't start to be a team player, I'm going to have to take this situation higher in the company because we will lose respect as an organization. Please tell me more. I was so excited, Kemi, when another black person came to work in the organization. It was nice to not be the only one. We got on really well at first and we talked about how nice it was to not be the only one. We talked about our families back home and our families here, our love for tech and the value that we both wanted to bring to the company. Then we had our first work project together. And I realized he wasn't really letting me in on the information I needed to know to do my job well. It wasn't that he had to tell me or anything. I could find out the information for myself, but it would have been easier if he told me. It's very selfish behavior. So if I'm hearing correctly, when you both met, you connected over your shared ethnicity and your love of your families and of tech. But as you began working together, you realized that he had a different working style than you. Yes, a selfish working style. How do you think his working style should be? He should be more of a team player. I don't expect the others to be team players in some ways, but he should be, especially with me. Why, Makina? Why should he be? Because as black people, we should be in this together. We need to support each other. It sounds to me like you have very strong expectations of how he should be working with you. I don't think it's too much of an expectation. Makina, can I share a personal experience with you? Yes, of course. I grew up in rural England in the 1970s, and I was generally the only black person in the room. So whenever I was in London, in the big city, and saw other black people, I would smile at them, expecting them to smile back at me. Sometimes they did. They met my expectation. Sometimes they didn't. And when they didn't, I took it very personally. I felt they should acknowledge me. They should make me feel that I belonged somewhere. They should make me feel safe. But what I realized many years later is that it's not true. Because I am a black person, it doesn't mean that any black person owes me anything. They can give to me freely, but I'm not owed. What do you hear in this story, Makina? I did feel safer when he arrived in the company. And now I've distanced myself from him because he didn't meet my expectations. So what do I do now? That's up to you, Makina. I don't feel like I need to have a conversation with him or anything, but I do need to stop having expectations of him. And what are the possibilities if you do that, if you let go of your expectations? Well, it means that we can be friends again. I actually miss being friends with him. And now it's over to you. Where do you have unspoken expectations? What are the impacts of these expectations on yourself and on others? Are your expectations negatively impacting your relationships? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action might you take or try to take if you have the time, but what action will you take today? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Joan Didion, to free us from the expectations of others is to give back to ourselves. There lies the great singular power of self-respect. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, A Woman's Guide to Living and Leading Without Apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it, so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.